Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Australia closed day two of the first test against Pakistan on 113 without loss after Sarfraz Ahmed's 80-ball century helped Pakistan reach 454 all-out in Dubai. He cracked 109 in 105 balls as Pakistan made good progress from their overnight score of 219 for 4. Misbah ul Haq and Asad Shafiq also scored half centuries before Australia hit back first with the ball and then with the bat. Mitchell Johnson finished with 3 for 39 and there were a brace of wickets for spinners Nathan Lyon and Steve O'Keefe as Pakistan lost their last 4 wickets for just 12 runs. David Warner then hit an unbeaten 75 and Chris Rogers was not out on 31 at the close of play. Sri Lanka women won the first 2020 international against South Africa women by 7 runs after the match was reduced to 13 overs per side in Colombo. Shashikala Sirawardhani top scored for Sri Lanka with 28 as they posted 101 for 7 and South Africa managed 94 for 6 in reply. Litel Lee's 41 had looked to be putting the tourists on course for victory, only for them to lose 3 wickets in 8 balls towards the end of their run chase. Sri Lanka closed out victory with Ishani Kalshalya and Inoka Ranawira claiming a brace of wickets apiece. Cricket Australia 11 captain Elise Perry top scored with 62 during a 6-run win over the West Indies women in the second 2020 warm-up game in Canberra. Perry's half-century set up the home side score of 128 for 5 at the Manuka Oval. 16-year-old Hayley Matthews then matched Perry's score and ended unbeaten, but the West Indies closed just short on 122 for 4. Papua New Guinea will play their first one-day internationals when they take on Hong Kong in a two-match series in Townsville in Australia in November. Both sides were awarded ODI status by the ICC following the World Cup qualifier in New Zealand in February. Hong Kong are ranked one place above PNG in the rankings and this will be their first ODI series since the qualifier. After the ODIs on the 8th and 9th of November, the two sides will play a three-day game, which begins 2 days later.